to get intimate with Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, you're listening to Checkpoint Intimates, where two of the Checkpoint team get one-on-one, get real intimate, talk about a topic in depth, get right on down in there.
Yeah.
My name is Cameron, and I am joined by Luke.
You are.
Hi, Luke.
It's my first intimates for a while, actually.
Yeah.
I haven't been intimate for a few weeks.
I had a bit of a stint where I did no intimate, and then I got intimate a few weeks in a row now.
You get into a bit of a funk, a bit of a dry spell, so to speak.
You do, and then you're just intimate. Like, I need to be intimate on a more regular basis.
Get right in there.
Today we are discussing a topic which has kind of affected both of us in a very similar way, and it's something that is really important in a lot of game design these days, but it's a weird one, and that's voice chat.
Yeah, like, you know, when you're actually talking on a microphone when you're playing video games.
Yeah, so we're not talking about, like, text-based chat. That's been in gaming for a while. We're talking about being on a microphone, talking to your friends, properly coordinating your squad, all that. Did you like my gamer talk?
I did like your gamer talk.
Like, where are we landing, boys? That's what they say.
Boys.
Boys, where are we landing?
Where are we landing? Right here. But I will say, it's interesting because voice chat in gaming has only really been a big thing in the last 12 years or so, like 10 to 12 years. I remember when they first brought, especially for consoles, like PC probably had voice chat apps earlier than that.
Yeah.
But I think really it was, you know, games like your Call of Duty 4 and stuff like that that really brought that multiplayer shooting, those multiplayer games into consoles, into the idea of being a regular online thing.
Yeah.
And I remember when, you know, the Xbox first released a headset onto their consoles, it was like this big deal. It was like, ooh, the Xbox headset. It came with Xbox Live. And it was a big deal for me as a kid, the idea of, oh, I'm going to be able to talk to my friends through voice chat. That's really different and unusual back then.
Well, I remember when it... So PlayStation 3, I think, was the first time that I ever got into using voice chat or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I remember it was so confronting to me, the idea of talking to a stranger on the other side of the internet. Like, I was okay, like, using chat rooms or, like, stuff that I could type. But there was something about the one-to-one nature of a voice chat that felt so threatening to me. And so the reason I wanted to bring this up is not that long ago, I had a really weird interaction on Apex Legends.
Sure.
So Apex Legends, huge battle royale that's come out, all about squad-based shooting and all
very
this stuff.
Very successful.
Yeah, and I and my mate, we were in a party together, but we had decided it was late. We didn't feel like being on voice chat. I didn't want to be talking, and if Rowan's trying to sleep, waking him up, all that stuff. I was being very considerate. And so I didn't bother turning my chat on at all. And I just had, you know, my headset on, no mic, nothing like that. And we were paired up with a kid, and I can only assume they're a kid just by the sound of their voice, who lost it at the pair of us and was yelling at us that we needed to get on mic. Calling us slurs, get on mic. You need to get on mic. We'll lose if you're not on mic. Now, I must say, by this point, I had won about 5 games off mic. Like, you don't need mic. But,
well, Apex in particular has been designed in such a clever way where you can ping things in the environment and weapons and armor and enemies and everything in locations where you actually don't need voice chat.
No.
So, I mean, in some games, I would kind of be like, okay, voice chat's kind of important. But in a game like Apex, it's designed so that it's not important. So that's a weird one that he was so...
And one of the big selling points of it was that it was not important to have voice chat. So I walked up to this child, looked his character straight in the eye, and threw an Arcstar grenade at my feet, killing us both, and got paired with another team because I was not having any part of that. But it brought up this weird thing about the fact that I'm like, I'm really not comfortable being on voice chat with people I don't know.
Yeah.
And are you the same?
I am now. It's funny because when I was younger, I didn't have a problem with it. I remember when I was playing on 360, my first big online game was Gears of War, the original one.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big game changer for me. It had online multiplayer. It's the first time that I'd had like internet fast enough to run it. So I was really excited about it. And we used to play every single night. Me and my best mate, Paul, and a bunch of randos would play Gears of War every night. And we discovered quickly a pretty good online Australian community. And we had the understanding that when you were putting a game in to host a game, this is back when you had to host a match. You couldn't just do random matchmaking, right?
Yeah.
You'd look at the match list and choose the one you wanted to do. You would always choose 9 rounds. And 9 rounds meant it was an Aussie game because you could choose the number of rounds you would have. And this became this kind of thing where you'd 9 rounds, Aussie. And then you'd join the match. You'd see the ping was green, so you knew it was good to go. So you'd jump in, and we all talked to strangers all the time. You'd be in the lobby and there'd be four and four, and sometimes it'd be a bit of like fun trash talk, nothing too serious. Sometimes you'd just be like, hey, how's it going? Yeah, good, yourself? How's your day been? Talking to total strangers. You got into a real habit of doing that to the point where we did it every single night, talking to strangers, playing with strangers, and made genuine friends in Australia through this voice chat.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that gave us some really good experiences, some funny experiences where there were people that you'd encounter in game that were really hilarious to kind of go against. We ended up playing this American guy once who was ended up being the host of the match. So we all had really bad lag. So we couldn't shoot because the lag was so bad. All we could do was use our chainsaws on our guns, which is like a melee, because that didn't have the same problem with lag.
Mm.
So we're running around with our chainsaws like the whole time. Can't do anything else. Just chainsaws, chainsaws. And whenever we went into the screen after the round had finished, this guy would go off his nut like, all you're doing is chainsawing. It's such bullshit. All you can do. All you can do is chainsaw. All you can do. And he kept saying it. And we all thought it was the funniest thing because this guy was getting so riled up about the fact that we were using our chainsaws. And like that experience and that kind of fun just wouldn't have happened if we were playing without our headsets. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do have some fond memories of it. But now, I don't know if my tolerance is just way lower or if I'm just like at that point in my life in my 30s where I'm like, I don't want new friends. I don't need new people. I only have voice chat with my squad.
Yeah, like I know with being a big Destiny player, when you're trying to do raids, it can be hard to find your squad all at the same time. And so there have been instances where I have I'll usually only raid with like friends of friends or like someone needs to recommend them. I won't raid with people who have no connection at all. Because we've gone on before to groups where it's like someone's invited someone they know, like, oh, this person's on, I'll grab them. And just someone they've played with before and they're like, we'll play with them again. And you'll get this person, they're in America, it's really early, and they're like, hey, how you going? But then they'll also just like casually start dropping slurs and all this stuff and, you know, saying things. I'm just like, I'm not here for that. And it's not like they're aggressively coming at me, but it's this casualness that comes with gaming culture and some of the language that's used that makes me go, I just don't want to be on a chat with you. I just don't. It's not enjoyable.
I think it's, you know, some games have a really competitive nature as well, like Battle Royales, like Apex, but also things like Overwatch.
Yep.
The idea of coordinating in a team setting. And, you know, I think that for me, when I play games nowadays, I'm not playing with the idea of winning being all that matters. I'm playing games that I just enjoy playing with my friends.
Yep.
And sometimes we're playing a game and we'll have a whole match and we won't even talk about anything that's happening in the game. I'm just talking about my day, or my mate will talk about this job interview that he had and I'll be like, how did it go? Tell me about it. And we'll talk about our partners and our lives and our dogs and our food. And we don't even talk about the game. And if you're in a squad with total randoms, you pretty much can't do that because this is personal stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah.
And so you have to kind of put on this like gamer facade where you're like, no, this is just in-game.
Exhausting.
And I just don't have time for that. I want to be able to make fun of my friend and be inappropriate and have a laugh about something that happened to me and my partner without feeling like some stranger's going to hear about my life.
I remember, funny you mentioned Overwatch, I had a good friend who I know he listens to this podcast, Jeremy, how you going?
Hey, girl.
And he invited me into a party that he was in and they were all playing Overwatch. And I was like, oh, how do you know? I'm like, oh, they're all gay. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. This will be, just a fun match. Oh, they were so loud and everyone was yelling so as many quotes from RuPaul as they could, in between dying. And it was bedlam. And I just had to be like, cool, I'm going to step out for a little while, guys, because I was going to have an aneurysm just from the amount of noise hitting me nonstop.
Yeah.
And I think that's the other thing that drives me insane. People that use, like, on PlayStation, it happens a lot. I don't know if it happens so much now that Kinect's not really a thing. But people who use the eye camera.
Oh, yeah.
And they use the microphone on that. So they'll just, like, they won't have turned it off or something. They don't realize that they're broadcasting their living room to the world. And so I'll join up with a party and I can hear you talking to your wife who's cooking dinner over there. And then someone comes up and speaks to you and you're having a conversation with them. And I'm like, they don't say anything the whole time.
Yeah, I had Kinect was an issue with that. I remember it was more an issue when I had my Kinect because I would not realize that it was on and I'd really hate it because I'd end up sitting there and I'd hear someone come through the TV and I'd be like, oh, they can hear me. It's like, get really angry about that and mute myself, you know, because I was like, I don't want to deal with this. But yeah, the kind of ambient noise from real life that really sucks you out of a game can be quite frustrating as well.
I hate it. I hate
my friend's got a dog that barks too much as well.
Yep.
He's got a dog that just in the background will go off. It's his like housemate's dog. And it's just like sometimes you're playing like a scary game, like I'm playing Hunt Showdown at the moment, which has like some horror themes to it. We're like crawling through the swamp, there's like zombies around and being really quiet out of nowhere. This dog goes off. I'm like falling off the couch, like in fear. Like it's a fucking dog. Like
yeah.
Happens all the time.
No dice. And that's a big thing. It's like this noise that comes from the rest of the world. You're like, why? Just turn off your mic. No one cares. And so with me, my mic, the whole thing is like it's a flick down, flick up thing. And so if I don't, you need to talk. Oh, it's up.
Yeah.
Because I have a tendency as well of saying how I'm feeling sometimes,
expressing. So your thoughts.
Certain
and
people
feelings.
Don't need to know my certain thoughts on their play styles.
You're like your own friends. Like you'll actually talk shit about your own friends in your own squad. Is that what you're saying?
I very audibly sigh or go, oh, come on. What are you doing?
Every now and then, because I have one of my squad mates has a tendency to, let's say, shoot too early. If we have an enemy in front of us.
Yeah.
We're all like, okay, how are we going to tackle this? Like, we'll see someone across the map. And they're not in killing range, right? We need to think of a plan to get to where they are and, like, stealthily get to them. And he's across the map. He'll just be like, shoot them from across the map. I'm like, now they know our position. We have no way of flanking them or anything. You've done that to us. And it's just like, dude, you can't even kill them from there. Why would you do that? Why would you show them our position just to get, like, a shot in? It doesn't make sense. And every now and then I'll be like, come on, man. Why'd you do that? And I literally just expressed to him, come on. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
Don't do that, you know?
Of the one that's always like, oh, that's unfair. I shot them first. I'm like, and I'll always be that person who's in the background going, did you? Because you're dead.
Yeah.
And so I have to just mute myself. But like there are certain
blaming
games.
Lag is like an Aussie thing too, I think. Yeah. Oh, it's the lag.
Oh, God. Australians love doing that. Yeah. Oh, the lag. I definitely shouldn't be dead. Oh, well, you are.
Yep.
Too bad.
Doesn't matter, really.
Yeah. You and I discussed earlier about this, the fact that when we're playing on Xbox and PlayStation, one of the great things that both of them do is they allow you, if I create a party in PlayStation, it will then turn off all other chat.
Yeah.
No other chat exists.
Yeah.
So in-game, I can't hear people if they're talking to me. They can't hear me if I'm talking. And I am very here for this.
That's how we live on Xbox as well. It's just the only way to play. And in fact, if I'm not in a party with my friends, I won't engage in voice chat. I just don't have the patience anymore.
No.
And you're right. Often it is some kid that's like probably way better at the game than me, to be honest, to be fair. And they're like super serious about it. And I'm just chilling when I play some games. I don't have time for that. And I just, it's one of those things where I think that headsets add a really good element to gaming. I think voice chat is really cool with your friends. And when you're in the zone, in the moment with your friends, it can be really enjoyable and really...
I've had
an extra level of immersion.
I've had some amazing moments with friends in voice chat. Like, I cannot take away from that. The fact that, like, playing, the Vault of Glass the first times with friends on voice chat and the moments between the high tension areas and we're just stuffing about and, we're all sneakily pushing someone off a ledge and then you hear them notice and they freak out. Like, moments like that are great and they've created really good memories for me with gaming. But, like, recently I played World War Z. I reviewed it and... it gave me no opportunity to turn off voice chat.
Boo.
I couldn't mute other people. Boo. I couldn't mute myself.
Yep.
So I was like, well, this is ridiculous. So I basically had to make sure that all the things that could pick up voice were turned off. And I could never have them on in any way, shape, or form. And I don't know why they thought that I just wanted to make sure I could always absolutely hear the other person under no other circumstances.
It's probably the developers trying to inspire that co-op, like force that co-op, right? Like you need to communicate. This is a co-op game, so we're making you communicate. But it is quite combative to a player as a consumer to be forced into doing something you don't want to do.
I remember on my PlayStation 3, on Mass Effect 3 multiplayer, which was a phenomenal multiplayer, so good. I wish they had gotten that right again in Andromeda and I would have kept playing.
Yep.
But on that, the voice chat was on and I didn't know how to mute it. And I heard two, older guys. I was probably, early 20s at that point. And two older guys started kind of laughing at my username at that point and giving me a hard time about it. So then when I got my PlayStation 4, I was like, well, I'm completely scrapping all my previous progress so that I don't have that username anymore.
Yeah.
Like, that's how badly it affected me. I'm like, it's that simple thing. Like, of having those things where people have a go at something and you're like, I didn't want to be part of this conversation, but I had no way out.
It's sort of, I mean, here's us talking as, you know, white men going through this on voice chat. But we've had, previous checkpointers as well and people we've spoken to who are female identifying. They might, sound queer because what sounds queer? But you know what I mean?
Me.
They might, like you, they might have like a bit of a lisp or something and like people just come for them on those voice chat services.
I've had that.
And it's really horrible. I remember I was in a game once and there was a guy on my team who I thought was probably gay. I don't care because I'm gay as well. He's talking and someone on the other team starts calling him horrible gay slurs, faggot, rah-rah, all that sort of stuff. And I remember being in the game as well and thinking that's not okay. And so I, on voice chat, I was like, hey, back off. I'm gay as well.
Yeah.
And I thought in the moment, I was like, I'm doing a good thing. I'm like supporting this guy and being like, no, I am too. Instead, what happened was is all the slurs then came to me. So I spent this entire match with these guys abusing me, swearing at me, insulting me. And I was like, wow. In that moment, I was like, I'm never going to say that I'm gay to any stranger on here ever again.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not worth it. It's not worth the potential hassle. And so I feel for women and, you know, people who do, forgive me again, sound more gay when they speak, because they'll cop it unfairly all the time.
In the main show today, I mentioned that I left Final Fantasy Realm Reborn. One of the big things that happened when I kind of left was I was with my clan, who I'd been with for a year, and I'd got voice chat for the first time. I finally got a headset that I could use with my computer, and I was like, great, I'm going to do voice chat with them. I jumped on voice chat and, Rowan, my husband, came up to he grabbed me a drink or something. I was like, oh, thanks, babe. And he spoke to me and they heard his voice and they went, wait a second. Did you just call a guy babe? And I'm like, yeah, that's my boyfriend, my fiance. And the next thing I know, I was removed from the clan. My stuff in the clan was sold. So I didn't even have access to it. And I was unfriended by most of the clan within a day.
Which is a shame because you said that was in Final Fantasy 14, is that right?
Yes, which
that's
has a really
game that's
community.
Like so diverse and like amazing with queer stuff and like they were in Mardi Gras. Yep. And,
I'd found the wrong clan at that point. I hadn't been looking for an LGBT clan. I hadn't been looking for that experience, but I just thought I'd been with these guys for a year. I was one of their higher ups within the clan. I had helped them with so many raids. I had helped them achieve so many things. I thought I was safe to speak about who I was, and I wasn't.
It's that risk, right? It's that internet thing, too, where, you know, if I'm in person doing a real-world experience like laser tag, I'm going to communicate because you're right in front of me. And you know what? In person, people are cowards, you know?
Oh, big time.
Online, they feel like they can say whatever they want with no recourse. You know, they can just swear and be homophobic and be misogynistic and racist. And it doesn't matter because I'm just a dude on the couch in my home. No one can touch me. No one can find me.
Yep.
And I think that's the problem with voice chat in games is there isn't any... Like, yeah, you can report them and stuff, like whatever.
It does
nothing. But really, you don't have that face-to-face where they can hold themselves and actually not say anything because in real life, they're going to be, well, they're going to be too wimpy to say anything to your face because they're actually just like jerks.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the problem with online chat and with voice chatting games is people think they have this kind of invulnerability to it. You know, they're not going to get touched. They're untouchable.
Have you played, I assume you've played the pronoun game in voice chat before where you can't directly speak about who, like your partner's pronouns. Like I'll always be like they for a really long time. I was like they, my partner. Them, I would never say he, my husband.
Yeah.
These days, I am aggressively homosexual.
Yeah.
Like, you get me
it's
on...
It's pretty aggressive.
You get me on...
I'm scared all
you
the
You get
time.
Me on voice chat right now, and I will go hard into homosexuality.
Yep.
We've discussed this before.
Yeah.
The second anyone gets a little bit uncomfortable, I'm like, well, guess what? I'm getting gayer.
Yeah.
Get ready for this.
And so I think, you know, I think voice chat's always going to have this thing where... It's going to be a bit uncomfortable. It's like talking to strangers is always uncomfortable for me. I am not someone that will walk up to a stranger and have a chat. I try and avoid it if I can. So even at parties, I'm like, ugh. So I think I'll always be sticking with my squad chat only.
Yeah.
You know, I think if a game has a built-in multiplayer component that's really important, I think I'd probably try and communicate. But then I just hope they implement it like Apex has, where I can ping stuff and not have to deal with people anyway.
I'm hoping that's a future we're going to see coming through, is a way to actually communicate outside outside of that. And I think some games are getting smarter with the way they'll have characters in the game react to stuff. So I know in like Vermintide, a character will react so that that gives you an audio cue without the person having to speak to you.
Yep.
I want to see more stuff like that.
Agree.
Anyway, that's all the time we've got for an Intimates today. Let us know if you love voice chat, but right now, as it is,
not feeling it.
We need to do better. But Luke, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much, Cam.
My name's been Cameron. If you guys have enjoyed this, you can check out our podcast where we've got heaps of other topics that we cover. But for now, that has been Checkpoint Intimates. We'll catch you next time.
See you next time.
You've been listening to Checkpoint Intimates. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate and subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher.